quiet, numbskulls. I'm broadcasting.
This is Stuart Venner. I tell it as I see it, and I see it as it is.
It was interesting, but it was also stupid.
This is Stuart Venner. I want to welcome you to this week's show. We've got a great lineup of guests, and I think you're going to really enjoy it. We have Craig and Paula Petrelli. They own a restaurant in Los Angeles called Two Peas, and they are the chefs to the stars. We're speaking to Wendy Finn about internet security with young children. Very important. We're also talking to Doug Peterson. This is a guy who wrote a book called Tuna Breath, and he lost hundreds of pounds, or a lot of weight anyway, by eating nothing but tuna. And finally, we're talking to Samantha Hess. Samantha has a business called Pro Cuddling, and people hire her to cuddle. Very unusual. Please stay tuned. I know you're going to enjoy it.
Today for show and tell, I'm so excited I might yell. Can't wait to show you, it's so cool. I went to grandma's yesterday, worked in her garden the whole day. She let me bring some veggies here to school. I got a carrot, I got a yam, I got a green bean, fresh not from a can. Got a potato, and as you can probably see, I also got a pea. I got a pea. I got a pea. Why is everyone laughing at me? So if you find a little pea on the floor after I leave, I think it probably belongs to me. I got a pumpkin, I got a squash, I got some lettuce, I still need to wash. I got an onion and some broccoli, I also got a pea. I got a pea, I got a pea. Why is everyone laughing at me? So if you find a little pea on the floor after I leave, I think it probably belongs to me. Yes, if you find a little pea on the floor after I leave, I think it probably belongs to me.
I have two guests on the line. We're talking to Craig and Paula Petrella. They are chefs. Craig is a master chef, and they are the owners of the Two Peas. It's a restaurant, high-end catering in North Hollywood, California. Welcome to the show.
Hello. Hi, how are you?
Hello.
Tell us about Two Peas. That sounds really, it's kind of a cool name.
Two Peas, you know what it stands for is my husband and I are business partners as well. So we're the two Petrellas, the Two Peas.
And two peas in a pod, that's good.
Yeah.
Now, Craig, I've been reading a little bit of your resume. You have a pretty extensive background as a chef. Could you tell us a little bit about what you've done?
Sure. I started off as a dishwasher and, worked my way up through the ranks. And as I grew, I never had the education. In fact, I quit high school, and then I went into I tried to do a culinary school, and I didn't like it, so I decided to go to the source and research and go to the places that were teaching, the up-to-date cuisine, and working my way through the ranks of all these different restaurants until I landed a great spot in Miami. A really quick story. I was going to move to Chicago because I really wanted to work for a chef who just passed away recently. And he, when I read his first book, the introduction basically said he learned from Norman Van Aken.
Really?
So I decided, instead of going to him, I said, let me go to the source who taught him. So I decided to go to Miami and try to do my career, start my career there. And it was a very big struggle. They didn't mess around. It was my college. I didn't go to school. It was my college. And yeah, I worked my way through.
You actually went to open Norman's restaurant on Sunset Strip in Los Angeles, and you ran that restaurant as the head chef, didn't you?
I did. It was one of my most memorable things I've done in my life. It was the best.
Now, what you're doing now, you don't have a restaurant where people can go to. It's strictly catering, isn't it?
It is. It's strictly catering, but we also do healthy meals delivered to your door, and that's where my wife would come in. We both decided to nip it in the bud when we first became partners, what we were both good at. And mine was more of the gluttony, butter, and everything, all the good stuff for
that's
the catering.
That's what I like. Yeah, that's what
and
I like.
Yeah. That's what I like, too, if you saw my belly. And then you also have Paola, who is more trained in the nutrition, and she worked with a celebrity personal trainer for a long time, helped them write a book, and then she also, just the way she looks, she's so thin. She obviously is in the nutritional value with all that, so we implemented these two concepts exactly, and we decided to go with it, and so far it's been pretty successful. We're very happy, and it's... Yeah, we actually work well as a team, as a husband and wife.
So you're delivering healthy food to people and good food.
Yeah.
I wish you were there. Exactly. For 20 years, I owned a mortgage company in Los Angeles, and I had an office in North Hollywood, and we used to bring food in every day. And I wish you were there then. Of course, I don't know if I like healthy food. I'd have to taste it.
Yeah, well, you know, things have changed. People's perception on food has evolved along with the chefs, and people are much smarter nowadays about the food. They know when food is being properly cooked and used in the right ingredients and everything. And they're a lot educated more than they were, 20 years ago. That's just the way it is. So
you don't use a lot of fat back. That's one of my favorites.
Yeah, well, that's mine too. Again, I love cooking that type of food. That's for me. That's what I love to do.
So tell us some more. How can people that are in that area learn and find your restaurant and get your services?
Well, actually, I'm going to pass you over to my wife because she would be the best candidate to this because she's the one who spreads the word out. She's the one who's on the phone all the time, and she's the one luring the people in.
I think someone's calling in now on your line to try to order food.
Oh, yeah, I'm ignoring him because it's probably something, I don't know, but it's fine. I'm going to pass you, she's going to talk because she's going to tell you how we actually get.
All right, thank
people.
You.
So, the service is just, for us, is convenient, and not only that, because we do have a lot of competition in Los Angeles.
Oh, sure.
When we first started the company, which was 8 years ago, we started... like many people do, right out of your house, whether it's your home office or your own kitchen, because you don't really want to go and invest all this money if you really don't know, how it's going to go. So we started getting very busy, cooking very healthy, using the high standards of the training that we received, both Chef Craig and myself.
Saying, are you also a chef, Paula?
Yes, I went to culinary school for 4 years.
Oh, that's wonderful.
I took a different approach than Chef Craig did, which is why it works so well with us and why we work so good together because, Chef Craig is so, quick to pick up. Sometimes when you go to school, you have the luxury of learning at your own pace, so you don't always pick up very quickly because you're relaxed.
Sure.
Learning how to make a hollandaise. But, Chef Craig had to learn it the hard way or he was going to get fired. So, he can make anything.
Well, can you tell me, what are some of your signature dishes?
Some of our signature dishes, well, my signature dishes are healthier, like he was saying, because I was working with, celebrities, putting them in shape and having them enjoy the food. So I try to cook very healthy with quinoa, and, I love to use farro, farmer's market vegetables. I'm, for as basic as it sounds, I'm crazy about salads. I know a lot of chefs that could probably be listening right now.
I bet you use a lot
whatever.
Of things like sprouts. Ooh.
Yes. So, very, very healthy.
I hate them.
Delicious. You hate sprouts?
I hate them. Yeah.
Well, I don't. It's just the combination. I always tell chefs in the kitchen when it comes to the daily meals, there's always a reason for my madness behind my menus. I'm putting beets in there for a reason.
Now, what are some of Craig's signature meals?
Chef Craig's signature dish could be
short ribs. I like potatoes.
Oh, I love short ribs. Good fat ones. I like them when they're fat.
Oh, yeah. I like taking cuts of meat that you have to take a long time and slowly cook, and pork belly and short ribs.
Now you're talking my language.
Yeah, and
I like
exploring different types of cultures, and I'll take some Peruvian ideas and some South American ideas, and you know, and I'll integrate with all these different types, because you know, a cut of a meat can be implemented in any pretty much culture you wanted to.
Well,
so
no,
if I took braised meat.
You know, I'm not trying, no deference to your wife, but I think I'd like your food a lot better, Craig.
Well,
but I think my wife would like Paula's food, because she's thin and healthy.
Maybe you should try my food before you say you don't like it, because I think you would absolutely love my cooking. And
well,
you would
as long as you get rid of those sprouts.
Okay, well, we won't put sprouts on your salad.
Okay. Well, I want to thank you, too, for coming on the show. You were a lot of fun, and I really want to recommend this to everybody. If you're, what area do you cover? How far do you deliver?
Well, we deliver Beverly Hills, Malibu, Calabasas.
That's California, everywhere.
North Hollywood, Studio City, all around. We're really expanding, and the service is getting better. The customer service is... We don't want to cook for, you know, my goal is not to cook for 10,000 people a day. We want to keep it like a restaurant and really be exclusive so we can tailor our service to each person.
So if you're in Los Angeles, folks, and if you're in a high-end area, you're not delivering to East L.A. I mean, if you're in a high-end area and you want to get some good food delivered to 2 P's, the best sounds pretty darn good to me, especially Craig's food. For me. Can you give us your phone number?
All right. You know what? That still plugs the catering branch, so that's great.
Well, Paul, I was just teasing you, but
I'm kidding.
I want to thank you again for coming on the show.
Are you stuck with a timeshare? Did you attend the presentation and were seduced and enticed into buying that great vacation and investment? Now you're in the terrible position of trying to figure out a way to get out of that mess. You're not alone. For over 15 years, BuyYourTimeshare.com has been helping people like yourself get out of timeshare ownership. The fact is, there is no resale market. Unscrupulous telemarketers call you and say they have buyers waiting, and the next thing that happens is you give them hundreds of dollars for an ad, and you'll never hear from them again. Another fact is that an identical timeshare to yours is being offered on eBay for a dollar, and no one is buying it. If you want out of your timeshare, I urge you to go to buyyourtimeshare.com or call them at 877-94-HELP-ME. That number again is 877-94-HELP-ME. Buyyourtimeshare.com. That's buyyourtimeshare.com. 877-94-HELP-ME. 877-94-HELP-ME.
To say February 5th is safe for Internet Day. Always be aware when you talk to a stranger, there could be massive danger. Don't always trust a friend of a friend. You don't know where this could end. Make your password quite confusing. You might even find it amusing. What you see upon the screen isn't always all it seems. What you see upon the screen isn't always all that it seems. Keep your personal info so only you can know. If it goes public, you don't know where it might go. someone you don't trust. If they ask to meet you, oh, tell somebody you must. For everything upon the screen isn't always all it seems. Everything upon the screen isn't always all that it seems. Remember now what it says, and don't you ever forget. Follow my rules to be safer on the internet.
Folks, welcome back to the show. I have Wendy Finn on the line. Wendy has quite an impressive educational resume. I can say that. And what we're going to talk about, though, is kids using the internet, text messages, texting, all kinds of things like that. Wendy, thank you for coming on the show.
Thank you for having me. I'm glad to be here.
Oh, it's my pleasure. Tell me, this is a very interesting area, because that's all you seem to do is see kids on the internet, on their text phones, on their, and I think it's kind of dangerous.
Right, exactly. At a younger and younger age, kids are being introduced and put online with the world, you know, whether it be a smartphone, a tablet, a computer. It seems as kids as young as 2 and 3 year old have smartphones sometimes in their hands these days.
Isn't that amazing? Babies.
Right.
And I know, and I'm reading a little bit about what you have been writing, that the kids text over 100 messages a day. I think you're way underestimating that.
Right, because that's just the average, right? If you spread it across all kids, the kids that actually have those devices in their hands 24/7, I am sure that is way low. They're the ones bringing the average up.
Yes, I know my wife has an almost 16-year-old, and this girl is, I've never seen her not on the cell phone and not texting.
That's what they do these days.
And, you know, aside from the fact of the danger, which we're going to get into, it turns them into social misfits and turns them into idiots. I mean, they go to a party and they text each other across the room.
Right. I can't say that I am completely innocent of that. I actually just texted my husband from my office to his office, and he's just downstairs. But
I love it.
Yeah, it is handy sometimes. But it is also very important to make sure that we are fully developing communication skills. Talking live, talking on the telephone still, or cell phone. But being able to communicate your thoughts in clear and complete sentences, and, you know, texting is really diminishing the complete sentence area.
That's true. I get some text messages sometimes, and I have to go to a young person in my office to translate it, because it's not English.
Right. You know, I teach a course for a university. It's accounting information systems course, and I'm even seeing it creeping into papers that are being written at the collegiate level. And without even thinking twice, students will email me questions without words, you know, spelled out. U would just be the letter U, and B will just be a letter B. Really? This is what we've come to.
It's amazing. I mean, I've said this before in other interviews, but, you know, people should just use the internet for what it was originally designed for. You know, pornography. No, but seriously, I mean, there's dangers in all this technology, aren't there, for these kids?
It is. You know, and at the younger ages, I think there's multiple dangers for us to be aware of in. Really, the big thing is for us to be talking with our kids about, educating our kids in, and communicating to our kids. And one is that bullying is bullying. And I think kids are braver over technology to say unkind things because it's not face-to-face. They're not having to deal with the hurt look in the other person's eyes. And, you know, it's just not okay. That we really need to communicate that to our kids, that words hurt whether or not you get to see the direct result of the words that you convey.
That's very true. You know, I never thought of it that way, but it's so true what you're saying. I mean, they can do an awful lot of damage to people. I've seen kids, even I hear about them, they commit suicide from this kind of bullying and this kind of texting and all of this technology that they're being picked on.
Right, right, exactly. And I think that's a lot of it, is that they don't have the face-to-face consequence, you know, that is out there. And I work in technology, I teach technology, but my kids in technology are restricted and observed. They get their iPads for games and whatnot 20 minutes a day, and that's it. And they know that I know how to pull up the log, and they know I know how to read the log, and they know that I am always out there looking for what they're doing and seeing what they're doing, and we have to oversee that. You know, it's a fine line, perhaps, between privacy versus security.
Well,
but
you know,
my
I don't think,
and I'm responsible for them.
Yeah, I don't think a child has the same privacy rights that an adult would have. I mean, you have the responsibility for protecting your child, and it's not a democracy, a household. It shouldn't be, anyway.
Exactly.
You're
well,
writing
I
a book,
know
aren't you?
I have written a workbook, and it's called A Beginner's Guide to Online Security. And I wrote that when my kids were introduced to YouTube in only the second grade.
Really?
You know, it was a music teacher, and it was innocent. She was, you know, playing some music, some songs and videos for them in class. But the next thing I knew, my kids were huddled around the computer searching for a milkshake dance on YouTube. And that was my wake-up call. You know, I work in the industry, and I had not properly educated my kids because I thought they were too young. I thought they were still safe. They were still playing Webkinz and whatnot. And, you know, they're too young until the first time they get on there. And you just really need to make sure that they are protecting themselves. Kids, if they think they have a chance to win the new iPad 2, they will type any information into the computer that is asked. And if that person says, give me your date of birth, your social security number, your address, and your home phone number, they will type it in if they think there's a chance to win an iPad.
Kids will do anything. You know, I remember, this is kind of silly, but the old Soupy Sales show, I'm going back probably 40 years or more, but he told all the little kids to go into their parents' wallets and take all the green pieces of paper and mail them to Uncle Soupy.
Exactly.
How could people get this book? Because I think your workbook is terribly important for people to know.
Thank you. It is available on Amazon. So it's at Amazon.com, and there's a Kindle version as well. And it covers topics such as a phishing scheme, and that's where a bad person is trying to get your personal information. It covers proper uses of social media, what a virus is and what hackers are, so that kids can start understanding why it is dangerous to hook up to public Wi-Fi and to be certain that they're not doing personal, like, shopping, things that they're putting in a credit card number or whatnot when they're hooked up to personal, or I mean to public Wi-Fi.
Just last week, I had to reformat the entire hard drive on my wife's daughter's laptop. God knows what she was into. But, I mean, it was unfixable.
The workbook covers that.
Unfixable. So I said, I'm so sorry you lost everything you had. I was really sorry.
Yeah. You hate to learn the hard way like that.
Well, I wasn't too sorry.
Well, in hindsight, that's not the worst-case scenario. I mean, when she got a virus or whatnot and it wiped out the hard drive, but at least you knew it was there.
Oh, yeah.
Because there are some viruses that are silent. They're what's called a keylogger or a keystroke logger.
Yes.
And what those will do is track anything you type in. So it will capture and report back to whoever hacked into your computer or put this virus out there all your IDs and passwords.
You have to be so careful.
Know that it's on there.
Again, we're talking to Wendy Finn, and she spells her name F-I-N-N. And I think her workbook is terribly important for everyone. It's A Beginner's Guide to Online Security. And you can get it at Amazon, and there's a Kindle version. And I think anyone that has a child, or especially a teenager, needs this book, and even the little ones.
Right, this day and age, even the little ones.
Wendy, I want to thank you so much for coming on the show.
Are you stuck with a timeshare? Did you attend the presentation and were seduced and enticed into buying that great vacation and investment? Now you're in the terrible position of trying to figure out a way to get out of that mess. You're not alone. For over 15 years, BuyYourTimeshare.com has been helping people like yourself get out of timeshare ownership. The fact is, there is no resale market. Unscrupulous telemarketers call you and say they have buyers waiting, and the next thing that happens is you give them hundreds of dollars for an ad, and you'll never hear from them again. Another fact is that an identical timeshare to yours is being offered on eBay for a dollar, and no one is buying it. If you want out of your timeshare, I urge you to go to buyyourtimeshare.com or call them at 877-94-HELP-ME. That number again is 877-94-HELP-ME. Buyyourtimeshare.com. That's buyyourtimeshare.com. 877-94-HELP-ME. 877-94-HELP-ME.
You know what you are?
Just an average, ordinary tuna.
Average, ordinary tuna, honey. You're star-kissed quality. Star-kissed all the way. And I'll tell you something else. There's a star-kissed tuna scout in the neighborhood.
Ooh, gee. Do you think he'd ever notice me?
Confidentially, honey, I can arrange it. You just, you know, swim along with me.
Mother always said I was the star-kissed type, but I never dreamed.
Yeah, sure, sure. Just let us take a little turn along the coral.
And... Look!
Hey! Fishy, fishy.
Folks, welcome back to the show. I'm speaking to Doug Peterson. Doug's kind of an interesting guy. If I am understanding this right, he lost a whole lot of weight eating tuna. Doug, welcome to the show.
Thank you, Stuart. Thanks for having me. I'm excited to be here.
My pleasure. Did I explain that right?
In a nutshell, that's as simple as it is. Yeah, it's been a long time. This is the late 80s, early 90s now. But when I was 18, I lost about 125 pounds
oh my God.
In 6 months by eating one can of tuna per day. So that's where the title of the book comes from. But yeah, you nailed it in a nutshell, or in a tuna can, if you will.
So all you did was eat tuna?
That's it. I drank a lot of water, but I sustained myself really on what my body was already carrying. And, you know, this little meal fit for a kitten. So a can of tuna, a couple of crackers, and just a lot of water.
Did you eat sushi?
No. It was that boring. I honestly didn't know anything else. And if I explain to you the state of mind that I was in at the time, this was literally just popping a can of tuna open with a fork, you know, eating it and then moving on with the day, trying to distract myself from the diet that I was on and everything else. So no sushi, nothing. It was that boring and that simple, believe it or not.
You know, I said, look at your picture. You look like a pretty normal looking person. That's good.
Yeah. You know, this is what a scared teenager will do when driven to, something that they really, really want. But, funny thing is, I'm not recommending anybody do this. Again, this is over 20 years ago for me, and I've learned a lot about nutrition and exercise and just health, you know, since then. So, you know, obviously this isn't what I'm recommending anything to do, and I'm hopefully living a very normal and healthy life now, but it's not because I ate a can of tuna a day for 6 months, definitely not.
And you've written a book called Tuna Breath.
I did. I like did, that. Yeah. I thought that was catchy, you know. It's when people connect to what the story is, you know, it's a very self-deprecating title, and I try and write like that and really just open up the stories to the reader, and it just seemed like that fit once I was writing it. So,
well, I think self-deprecating humor is good. I kind of like that myself. Did this have this tuna ad diet? Did it have anything to do with your sexual appetite?
No. Although,
I just wanted
to
get that out of the way.
The book, I got a lot of blowback. People didn't like that book.
That's
were
good.
Men. So. Whatever.
Was it healthy eating this? I mean, were you able to survive okay? Because you must have been lacking a lot of nutrition.
You know, it's I thought that a lot as well. And, you know, at the time, I think I really got lucky with a few things, just the discipline and the commitment that I found to be able to do that, because I know it's not an easy thing to do. But I was also very young. You know, a young body can recover and do a lot of things. I'm reminded by my story, but I also have a 2-year-old now, and I see how fast his body can heal if he bumps or scratches himself. It's kind of amazing what the human body can do when they're young. But the fact is, what I've learned since then, and I'm not a doctor at all, but I have spent a lot of time on this stuff. You know, when you carry that much fat on your body, that's actually a rich energy source. And so I was able to sustain my, you know, a hibernating bear, this is how I describe it, a hibernating bear will eat for 6 months or whatever it is, to sleep for 6 months, and they don't lack. They don't die. They come out and do it again the next year. And that's kind of what I did. You know, I just hibernated my diet and sustained off what I was already carrying. And that, believe it or not, is actually a very sustainable way to survive. You can go a long time without food, but you can't go a long time without water. And I just got lucky with that. That wasn't, you know, something that I had in my mind. I didn't even know about vitamins or minerals or anything like that. And this is just what I chose to do out of fear.
Well, it worked for you. Can you even stand the taste of tuna now?
I never touched the stuff.
So. I can understand
how I
that.
Stumbled on it, I don't even know. I think I had a boss, and I was just a young, you know, security guard type, you know, blue-collar guy at the time. And I think I had a boss or a supervisor that used to box, and he was talking to me about protein. He, you know, tuna was in one of the things that he listed off, and so I'm like, okay, tuna, that's it, you know, protein, and it just stuck, you know, I just stuck with it, you know, and that's what it turned out to be.
Now, you have a company now, Playground Global, is that right?
Yes, sir.
Tell us about what you do, because that's kind of interesting.
Yeah, the company really is it's a name that I gave this movement that I have. I mean, you know, the book is one thing, but I really passionate about getting my message out, not really about, hey, I ate tuna and lost a bunch of weight, but I've just learned so much in this journey of going through that, and in the time period after, you know, living with some of the states that I had, you know, as a young adult and so on. And so, you know, Playground Global is really all about educating people to that message and researching new tools and strategies to help them live healthy and balanced lives. And so, you know, I've studied a lot informally, but also things about human need psychology and just balance and healthy living that I look to push out to other people. So right now the main project is this book and putting that out there. Playground Global is a mechanism for me to do that, and just a company that I put behind it to create, you know, different forms of media and a platform that people can interact with.
Is your book available now?
It is. Yep. It was released in June of this year by Balboa Press, and is available anywhere books are sold.
And tell us the name of it once again so people can find it.
The title is called Tuna Breath, a 275-pound teenager's coming-of-age story.
That's very cool. And your website is what?
The website is just my name, DougAPedersen.com.
Okay, well, again, we speak to Doug Pedersen, and his website is DougAPedersen.com. And Doug's book is Tuna Breath, a 275-pound teenager's coming-of-age story. Wow. Doug, I want to thank you for coming on the show, and I'm glad you didn't die eating this stuff.
Yes, no mercury poisoning, no dying. Thank you so much.
I don't think I'd recommend that to old people.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you, Doug. Have a great day.
Okay.
Are you in the terrible position of owing more than your real estate is worth? It just doesn't make sense to throw more good money after bad. At some point, it does make good sense to cut your losses. Don't count on failed government programs that in the end make your problem even worse. We are years away from a housing recovery. Disposing of it incorrectly could create disastrous tax consequences and ruin your credit. You could even pay income tax on the lender's loss. I'm Stuart Venner, president of the Wilshire Holding Group. With over 18 years' experience, we have the proven solution to your problem. A way to dispose of that upside-down property without incurring tax liability and minimize any negative credit. Don't walk away from the property. Call us first. Go to realtycrisis.com or call 877-94-HELP-ME. That's realtycrisis.com, realtycrisis.com, 877-94-HELP-ME. Don't lie awake nights worrying. We're here to help you. Realtycrisis.com, 877-94-HELP-ME. Realtycrisis.com, 877-94-HELP-ME.
Are you stuck with a timeshare? Did you attend the presentation and were seduced and enticed into buying that great vacation and investment? Now you're in the terrible position of trying to figure out a way to get out of that mess. You're not alone. For over 15 years, BuyYourTimeshare.com has been helping people like yourself get out of timeshare ownership. The fact is, there is no resale market. Unscrupulous telemarketers call you and say they have buyers waiting, and the next thing that happens is you give them hundreds of dollars for an ad, and you'll never hear from them again. Another fact is that an identical timeshare to yours is being offered on eBay for a dollar, and no one is buying it. If you want out of your timeshare, I urge you to go to buyyourtimeshare.com or call them at 877-94-HELP-ME. That number again is 877-94-HELP-ME. Buyyourtimeshare.com. That's buyyourtimeshare.com. 877-94-HELP-ME. 877-94-HELP-ME.
Jiggy Jaguar.
Neil Bortz with us today. He's
if they put Fox News on, liberals will complain.
Uh-huh.
If they put CNN on, conservatives are going to complain.
Jiggy Jaguar.
We've got Tom Donahue with us today. I started to organize, no, not like Obama.
Jiggy Jaguar.
Publisher of Talkers Magazine, Michael Harrison.
And it's a lot of fun, and it's very informative, and it does a lot of things. One, it's
www.jiggyjaguar.com.
Derp, 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 derp,
you all day, and there's only one thing I want to do to you.
I just want to cuddle, baby. I just want to cuddle, baby. You know what I'm talking about. Do you want the little or big spoon?
Big spoon.
It's really up to you.
You girl.
As long as we cuddle.
Cuddle, baby.
I just wanna cuddle with you.
Yeah.
Cuddle with you.
Look, baby, I don't wanna have no nasty sex. I just wanna cuddle, baby. Give me some respect. Hands to yourself. Maybe we can spoon. Don't be trying to kiss me, bitch. That shit is too soon. Get up in my bed. Put your legs on mine. Feeling on your body. Our legs will intertwine. But don't be trying to take my pants off or feel my thing. Girl, that's nasty. Now listen to him sing.
I just wanna cuddle.
Cuddle, baby.
That's what I wanna do with you.
Yeah.
I just wanna cuddle.
Cuddle, baby.
Folks, welcome back to the show. I have a real fun guest online. We're speaking to Samantha Hess. Samantha is a pro cuddler. Yes, a cuddler. People actually hire Samantha to cuddle. Samantha, welcome to the show.
Thank you so
so much for having me.
Tell me about cuddling. What do you do, and how did you get into something like this?
So what I do is I provide my clients a safe and comfortable environment to feel the respect, love, and appreciation that we all deserve. I do this in 30 to 60 minute sessions in my clients' homes, parks, and movie theaters.
Wow.
I got into this back in January. I read a story online. There was a guy at a Saturday market giving away free hugs. He had a sign. Another guy came along to basically punk him. He had a sign that said deluxe hugs for $2. And because this is America, he got more hugs than the free hugs guy.
Well, that's like a kissing booth.
Right? I know.
Well, maybe he looked better. So, was he better looking than the free guy?
No, they were pretty similar. So that kind of sparked the idea of, you know, I'm a very touch-driven person, and I know that there's people in need. Why not make this a service that people can actually go to and receive?
Now, let's go through a session. So you go to someone's house, and where do you cuddle, in bed?
Sometimes, yeah, their bed, their couches, wherever they're comfortable.
Well, what do you wear?
So clothing is always required by both parties, the top and the bottom.
Won't you excuse me for a moment while I slip into something a little bit more comfortable?
I personalize my sessions for each client. So if they want, I will wear fuzzy pajama bottoms or yoga pants or tank tops, t-shirts. I mean, pretty basic, but
can you
something
just, like,
comfortable.
Do it in your underwear?
No, not in underwear.
Okay.
No. Yeah, because it's a strictly platonic service, and I don't want their mindset to be on anything else.
Well, that's pretty cool. Now, tell me again, do you have a boyfriend, or are you married?
I do have a boyfriend. I'm dating kind of a local celebrity here. He goes by Free Throw Guy. He's kind of the super fan for the Portland Trail Blazers.
Wow.
He hasn't missed a game since 2007.
Now, how does he feel about you doing this cuddling?
He's really good about it. He knows and understands that this is more like a therapy, and that it never goes beyond a platonic service. I'm very strict with my guidelines and what's acceptable. I mean, touch is basically the same as what would be acceptable on a child.
What are you going to do? Nice college boy, huh? You got to get up close like this, and bada-bing, you come in. Mwah! You're taking this very personal.
Well,
like a family member.
Now, you say there's touching. What do you touch?
So for me, I touch, you know, like their hair, their face, their shoulders, arms, hands, and upper to mid-back. That's about it.
And can someone touch you?
They can touch me in those same places, yes.
Can't touch your boobs?
Oh, no, no, no. I don't want to. No, no. Oh, no, no, no. Oh.
No.
Darn.
Definitely not.
Okay.
Yeah, no, it's a platonic service, and not in that regard. It's not.
But if you're cuddling up,
don't
people sometimes get aroused?
I like to say that natural reactions will occur. Sometimes you have as much control over that as you do a sneeze.
Oh, no.
Oh!
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 Before I do?
Houston, we have a problem.
What happened? What did he do?
He blew it.
And that's okay. It's not a problem when that kind of thing happens. We just move positions so that I don't take note and it doesn't become the focus of the session.
There. Isn't that better?
Well, that's good. Is business good?
Yeah, absolutely. This is my only job, the only way I make money. and it's honestly more than I can keep up with at the moment.
Really? Maybe you'll have to hire some assistant cuddlers.
If you build it, he will come.
I am a valuable commodity! I go across the middle. I see a dude coming at me. Booyah. Touchdown. I make miracles happen.
I will, yeah. I'm actually opening a retail store, and I'll be hiring my first employee, hopefully within a week of opening.
Now, do you cuddle men and women as well?
I do, yeah, absolutely. I've got men and women clients of all ages, 24 to mid-60s.
I've been with thousands of men again and again. They promise the moon. They're always coming and going and going and coming.
Really?
You know, 5'4" to 6'5" and, you know, 140 pounds to 350 pounds.
Are the women gay?
If that is a woman, it does look like she was beaten with an ugly stick.
No, I mean, I'm not opposed to that, but currently I only have one woman client, and she is straight. Yeah, she's just not receiving the kind of personal attention and acceptance that she needs from other aspects in her life, and so this works well.
Now, are you going to be hiring some men to be cuddlers?
I will, absolutely. Yeah, it takes all types. I mean, everybody needs something different for them to feel comfortable, and the sole purpose of what I do is to really make people feel connected and accepted, and to do that, everybody needs something a little different.
Cute and cuddly, boys. Cute and cuddly.
So maybe you can hire my friend Fred Claridge. I don't think we'll have any trouble with the arousal, because I think his schmeckle is dead.
Is it supposed to be this soft?
Ah! Well, there we go. I might have to talk to Fred.
Well, it sounds like you've got a pretty good business model here, and you're making money, and you're enjoying what you're doing. That's very cool.
Yeah.
So
yeah,
what are your plans? Your plans for business expansion?
Absolutely. So people are really curious about this. They don't know what this business is, and there's so many people that can benefit from it. We're working on building a community to kind of spread the word.
Wow, that sounds like a really good deal. But I think I got a better one.
I've started a Facebook page at Cuddle Up to Me, and I'm writing a book to show all the different positions and the benefits and what this really does. And I'm going to do pre-orders in the next week on my website.
Aren't you afraid, though, that if you expand this business where it's not just you doing it and you have other people working under you or for you or franchising it or whoever you want to do this, that this could really turn into something like a massage parlor and could be kind of bad and get yourself in trouble?
It's a very sticky situation. You're absolutely right. But I know that with me in charge of this, I have a 40-hour training program that I have developed to teach my skills. And every single person that works under me, no matter how big this gets, will get my personal attention.
Well, don't these guys that you cuddle, don't they try to offer you money for other services?
That happens from time to time, but that's not what this is about.
I know, but you've got to be pretty careful expanding this business because everybody might not have the ethics and morals that you have.
Right, but there's also so many people that we need to reach, and it's not possible for me to get to everybody myself. So
well, again, I recommend Fred.
Sorry, say that again?
Fred. Just hire Fred. You won't have any trouble with him.
Oh, there we go. Perfect.
How can we find out more about you? Do you have a website?
I do, yeah. My website is cuddleuptome.com or on my Facebook page, Facebook.com/cuddleuptome, Twitter.com/cuddleuptome, or Instagram.com/cuddleuptome.
Okay, and you're in Portland, Oregon.
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay,
Portland.
So
I
if anyone in Portland feels deprived and needs to be cuddled, Samantha's your girl.
Yeah.
So go to cuddleuptome.com and Samantha will come and cuddle you. But you can't feel her up.
Absolutely.
You can only cuddle.
Right.
Right?
Only cuddle.
Samantha,
absolutely.
Thank you so much for coming on the show.
Are you stuck with a timeshare? Did you attend the presentation and were seduced and enticed into buying that great vacation and investment? Now you're in the terrible position of trying to figure out a way to get out of that mess. You're not alone. For over 15 years, BuyYourTimeshare.com has been helping people like yourself get out of timeshare ownership. The fact is, there is no resale market. Unscrupulous telemarketers call you and say they have buyers waiting, and the next thing that happens is you give them hundreds of dollars for an ad, and you'll never hear from them again. Another fact is that an identical timeshare to yours is being offered on eBay for a dollar, and no one is buying it. If you want out of your timeshare, I urge you to go to buyyourtimeshare.com or call them at 877-94-HELP-ME. That number again is 877-94-HELP-ME. Buyyourtimeshare.com. That's buyyourtimeshare.com. 877-94-HELP-ME. 877-94-HELP-ME.
My because they are so awesome. Narwhals, narwhals, swimming in the ocean. Pretty big and pretty wide, they beat a polar bear in a fight. Like an underwater unicorn, they've got a kick-ass facial harm. They're the Jedi on the sea. They stop Kafoo awaiting ye. Narwhals, they are narwhals, narwhals.
Just don't let them touch your balls.
Narwhals, they are narwhals, narwhals. Inventors of the shish kebab. Narwhals, narwhals, swimming in the ocean, causing a commotion, cause they are so awesome. Narwhals, narwhals, swimming in the ocean. Pretty big and pretty wide, they beat a polar bear in a fight. Like an underwater unicorn, they've got a kick-ass facial harm. They're the Jedi on the sea. They stop Kafoo awaiting ye. Narwhals, they are narwhals, narwhals.
Just don't let them touch your balls.
Narwhals, they are narwhals, narwhals. Inventors of the shish kebab.
DK, and he lived on and on and on. It's the return of Donkey Kong. Yeah, I clap my hands up in the air sometimes. Thank you, Retro and Nintendo. 100 bananas for an extra life. Get on the rhino, Diddy, let's go. Cause we gon' slap the ground, we gon' throw headbutts, we gon' roll along like it's Donkey Kong. If you played it once, then you'll play it twice. We gon' roll along like it's Donkey Kong. I ride a cart right through the mine, 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 mine. Over the trees I'm gonna climb, 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 climb. Ooh. Call Candy Kong for a good time, 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 time. DK, and we'll play on and on and on. It's the return of Donkey Kong, yeah. I throw a barrel through the air sometimes. We gon' roll along like it's Donkey Kong.
Okay.
Do you like waffles?
Yeah, we like waffles.
Do you like pancakes?
Yeah, we like pancakes.
Do you like French toast?
Yeah, we like French toast.
Kip, did it, can't wait to get a mouthful.
Waffles! 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 Kip, did it, can't wait to get a mouthful.
Do you like waffles?
Yeah, we like waffles.
Do you like pancakes?
Yeah, we like pancakes.
Do you like French toast?
Yeah, we like French toast.
Kip, did it, can't wait to get a mouthful.
This is Stuart Venner. I really want to thank you for tuning into this week's show. We hope you enjoyed it. If you want to find out more, talk with us, or make suggestions for topics or guests, then follow us on Twitter at twitter.com/Stuart Venner or Facebook at facebook.com/Stuart Venner's World. Remember, you can hear all of our shows and see what's new at stuartvenner.com. If you want to hear the Stuart Venner Show in your own area, contact your local radio station and request us. In fact, hound them. Tune in next week for more amazing guests and stories. Thank you.
I wet myself.
Aren't you ashamed?
Good night, until we meet again. Adios, au revoir, I'll be the same.
That's all, folks.